Also joining us, the Ed McMahon of the Tim Cornwall Show.
Hi-oh!
Francie 57! How are you, Francie?
Hey-o! I'm still here. Have one little thing to say to Big Fatty, if I may.
Okay.
Big Fatty. I'm having my colonoscopy this week, and I want to dedicate it to you. And everybody, please pray that I don't get the sharts.
Well, I'll pray for that.
Thank you. Yeah.
Francie, take it from a veteran of two colonoscopies. Sharting is part of the deal. Yeah. All I remember is in the recovery room where you're lined up with a bunch of other people who just had theirs.
Yeah.
And it's like
Blazing Saddles.
It's like they're playing Jingle Bells.
Uh-huh.
Here.
Hey, Joe.
Through the whole recovery room.
Are you shitting me?
It is a fart fest, yes.
Yeah, as long as they stay in tune.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Please pray that I don't get the sharts.
Hi-yo!
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 2880 of the BFO for Tuesday. Big Fatty, you fucked it up. Tuesday, the 12th of February. Thank you, Poodle. Y'all coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Lots more fuck ups.
Love is all around, no need to waste it. You can have the town, why don't you take it? You're gonna make it after all.
Hello, Glovies. Hi, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope you're too. Tuesday is going well. Y'all, it's VD week. It's the week of love. Yes, Big Fatty, the love chamber's been empty this week. It has. And we need to work on that. Big Fatty, be careful who you say that to. Remember, Granny listens. Oh, that's right. But y'all, I know that, and I'm just going to throw this out there. I know that sometimes that VD week is kind of a melancholy. Yes, Big Fatty, melancholy. Wasn't that the old gal's stripper name back when she first met old Crooked Hat? Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for melancholy. Reason to be melancholy. Big Fatty's here, and he'll be your good old friend Val. Valentine.
Love is all around. Why don't you take it all? You're gonna make it after all.
I'm not either, but y'all, I've had a very quiet day. I've had a very quiet day, a little bit out of character for Big Fatty. But, y'all, I did not take an afternoon nipple walk. I did remember, however, that I did take a morning nipple walk. And, y'all, the only reason I remembered it is because I noticed that the newspaper had been taken out. And, you know, y'all, it's sad. It's sad. I'm watching memory degeneration even it really is sad. Y'all had a lovely evening. I caught up on the TV machine on y'all, are you watching A Million Little Things? Y'all, it's a great little show. And so I caught up on all of that. And y'all, then at 9:30 p.m. in the evening, old Crooked Hat and the Faye driver and Chris from Tennessee, from New Jersey, from Tennessee, who, by the way, Brian in the J-Pan, Mexico, who's now visiting the Tennessee. Chris, has offered to allow you to do those things you were thinking about with your flight attendant to him. Benny, he's a giver. It's true. And y'all, we recorded. But first, we had invited that the big liar, Mr. Mike Lawson and Archer, to join us along with Alex Lefebvre, couldn't be bothered. Couldn't be bothered to join us. We've only got two more episodes. The first one was last night, Monday night, and then we've got the two hour finale coming up on Wednesday night. And y'all, then next week it'll be Survivors Ready coming to into your ear, be ready. After that was over, y'all, I've got to give a verbal spanking to that Whitman Tinker, because I did not sleep worth the Tinker's damn on Sunday night. Just when you think Whitman Tinker has lost his powers, y'all, he rears his ugly head. Yes, Big Fatty, old ugly head, as opposed to old Crooked Hat. It's true. And, but y'all, I got up Tuesday morning. Y'all, it was raining. So y'all, I just kind of laid in the bed a little bit longer than normal. Got up, had my breakfast, and I did my Sunday night, y'all, I started working on my taxes, because, you know, everybody says, oh, the taxes, you know, Mr. Cackle, he and Dr. P are moving into a refrigerator box because of the tax breaks. And thoughts and prayers to Mr. Cackle. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, and one of the folks that we were out with on Saturday night, y'all, they said that last year they got $1,200 back in the refund. This year they got $2. Fuck $2. It's true. And y'all, so I finished up my taxes Monday morning, and y'all, instead of taking a nipple walk because it was all rainy and everything, y'all, I just caught up on a few little shows and took my share, and y'all, I said, well, I'm going to go take my nipple walk this afternoon. And y'all, I went out to take the nipple walk and take the trash out, and y'all, it was raining. So I put the trash out and I came right back in, and I'm recording the little show. Yes, Big Vinny!
It's Kathy and Peter So-So Question Month. It's Kathy and Peter So-So Question Month. Come on, Big Fatty listeners, give us your crappy questions that Fatty can answer in his final year of the little show and astound us with your mediocrity. It's Kathy and Peter So-So Question Month. Get off your keisters and call in.
Now, y'all, y'all, that, of course, is the Horn Cub. And Horn Cub, thank you so much for that original, just kind of a, you know, it's nothing really special, a bumper that you did there, but I know that that Peter G and Kathy Marshall are probably very unimpressed with that. But anyway, y'all, I've gotten a couple of e-letters with so-so questions. The first one is from my straight boyfriend, Straight Bob, from down there in the future. And he says, Big Fatty, when you tell us you had your coffee and read the paper, do you really read the paper? Thank you for calling. And well, first of all, B, Fatty, you're getting a textimonium. I am. Y'all, my mother's having to have a procedure tomorrow to moderate her heartbeat. So that's what that was about. First of all, Straight Bob, thank you so much for the e-letter. And this absolutely is a so-so question. I can't imagine that anyone really cares, but yes, I actually do read the paper. Well, I shouldn't say I read it. I skim over it, and you know, sometimes something that remotely interests me, and I may read that. But anyway, I always read the obituaries to make sure I'm not in there. Big Fatty, that's what all the old people do. Y'all, our next one, y'all, it came from that Brian in the J-Pan, Mexico, who's visiting the Tennessee, where he'll be getting a restraining order against Chris from Tennessee, from New Jersey, from Tennessee. And he says, I've got a so-so question forming. Big Fatty, it's kind of like a coil. It is. He says, does it count if everyone's feet are in the air? Big Fatty, what the hell is he talking about? I think he was referring to the flight attendant that was servicing him, that was named Ice. If everybody's feet are in the air, Big Fatty, is that meant like in the aeroplano, or mean literally pointed towards Jesus? I don't know. And Brian, first of all, thank you so much for the question, and it absolutely is a so-so question, because I don't fucking understand it. Big Fatty, that doesn't say very much, but thank you nonetheless. Big Fatty, another textimonium.
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat as sin, and oh, you still talk to him, and I don't know why. But you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Fart. It's bacon. So, I'm the naggy wife. I'm the... Stop wiping your hands on your clothes. Don't hold on to that banister when you go down the stairs. You're just getting it dirty. How come you put your socks in the kitchen on the floor? How come you have all those empty and half-empty cups and bottles and cans on your nightstand? Fix that toilet downstairs. The water keeps running. That is like something I've said 79 times over the last 4 months, 4 years, 4 year, 14 years. So finally today, he calls me and says, hey, the water man stopped by. He said, you guys are using twice as much water this month, which, yeah, I can't wait to get my bill. You guys are using twice as much water this month as the previous month. And it's the toilet downstairs. So he finally shut the bleeping water off downstairs. I've been telling him, I can hear it. Like, seriously, I can almost hear it from my desk at work running at home. It's so constant. Like, I'll be sitting in the living room and I'll go, hey, that toilet downstairs is refilling with water. Or I'll be going to bed, hey, that toilet downstairs. Anyway, you get the picture, right? So the water guy, I go, so how does that crow taste? He denies that he even ate crow. Is that a good example of eating crow? But anyway, so he turned the water off on the basement bathroom downstairs because, yeah, I got a burp.
Hello?
Fatty, she may have to get a shot back. She might. Y'all, that, of course, is Miss Bacon. And Miss Bacon, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. And so it sounds to me like I know you've been getting lots of snow out there in the Aberdeen, which we all know is Nidrabah backwards. Yes, Miss Patty, we haven't heard from Miss Patty Bacon, though. We have not heard from Patty Bacon in a month of Sundays. But it sounds to me like lots of crow will be consumed in the in these winter months out there. Yes, Miss Patty, and a big water bill to boot.
Hello, fatty boy. It is me, your gin in a bottle. It is now 1613, which means in the American language of the southeastern United States, it is 4:13 p.m. Very high-class society language. I am heading home after being 2 days in Atlanta. I didn't see much of the city, nor did I have any time to squeeze a kitty for some, you know, TLC. But I thought I would say hello. Ooh, somebody's in trouble. You're a bad boy, Jamie. So yeah, I'm now waiting for them to actually let us on board our flight to return to Germany, where I will have a few hours off before having to work on Friday. Yeah, so I'm hoping this flight will continue. Oh my word. Claudia's also a bad lady. She's in trouble. Okay. Where was I? Oh yeah. So this flight we're starting to Atlanta will hopefully last through summer, which means it is so much easier now to get to see you. Seeing as, you know, Atlanta is so much closer than Cincinnati. And we can probably even meet in the middle of, you know, Georgia at the Temple of Doom, where we could probably spend a weekend. I don't know when you are planning on taking the gang to their fun activities and their special chair for a, you know, good old time. But yeah, so not much news. I know things are not too crazy on your side. Mommy is not doing well, although I have to say that I did laugh on Monday when, you know, she said, "Are we divorced yet?" Because I could only imagine your mother's face when she had that shock in her eyes for a moment to think she's married to you. But having had similar medical issues on my side of the family, or on my dad's side of the family, I know it's not easy because it's so uncontrollable. So please know, we're thinking of you, me, my 29 voices, and all of 30 of us will burn a candle on Thursday afternoon when I'm home. So yeah, so Squeak, Bubble and Hop, the children at home, and I will be saying goodbye. I need some sleep. I need a drink. I'll probably have a gin and tonic on the way back now. I'm sitting in business class, so I'm so spectacularly privileged. Yet I have to work on Friday. Anyway, be good. Keep the men happy, you know. And yes, all well ends well.
Yeah, I got to y'all. That, of course, is Hendrik from Oh, did I see from the Germany, Mexico? And Hendrik, first of all, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to get a call from Mexico. And Hendrik, I can assure you, anytime you want to meet at the Metropolis Entertainment Complex for a weekend, just let Big Fatty know and I'll be there. But right now, the next planned trip is June the 6th through the 8th for the Inappropriate Pool Party. Big Fatty, he'd love to be there for that. And sure he would. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the kids from over there at the Mr. Tim Kumal show. And Francie, what do you think gentlemen callers think on the special chair?
Please pray that I don't get the shards.
Hi-oh! Oh, Big Fatty, nobody likes a shardy special chair.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one. Yes! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.